Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's that time of year again. We get to listen to Opera Providence. Representing Opera Providence is the president, Bob DeRobbio. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Nice to see you again. And we have Rene De La Gaza, who is here, who is the artistic director. Welcome back, Rene.
Great to see you, Mike.
Nice to have you both here with us talking about the things going on with Opera Providence. I know it's been a busy year, and Bob, we talked off air when you first came in about the fact that it has been a busy year. So some successes, I hope.
A lot of successes with us, and also a great amount of enthusiasm from the listening public in giving us a try and returning back for subsequent performances. So much so that to say that we have a season, one segment just runs into the next, so it's like one continual year of performances and dinner concerts and operas.
For the audience, if you haven't taken in one of these dinner concerts, they're a heck of a deal. We'll explain all about that. One's coming up Friday night, January 24th, will be Opera Lovers Favorites. And Renee, that sounds like something you should probably like a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have three wonderful performers, Kate Nerigan, soprano, Fred Scheff, a local favorite, tenor, and baritone Jason Sheely.
Now, Fred has been getting a lot of publicity. He's everywhere all of a sudden. He's just like, since he did the Les Mis thing at Ocean State, he's like the flavor of the month.
He's a talented tenor, so he's very busy.
He's a great guy. And this is going to be a performance Friday night at Blythewald, a beautiful mansion in Bristol, and again on Sunday at 3 o'clock. So it's going to be a very diverse program.
Yes, we're going to go. We have music from of Offenbach and the Puccini favorites, some Verdi, some excerpts from La Traviata. Mm-hmm. And some of these things are teasers of things that we're going to be doing later. But we'll talk about that.
Okay. And Bob, if people are interested in getting to see this event, is it how big a place is Blythewald Mansion for those that aren't familiar with it?
The room that we hold the performance in seats about 75 people. So it's a nice, intimate performance, something that you would have seen when the mansion was actually a residence.
Right.
So that you have the beautiful grand piano there, you have a comfortable mm-hmm. seating, you have a small, intimate crowd, you have your glass of wine and your little desserts, and just a great evening.
And so by saying that, 70 or 75 people, tickets go quickly, so they should get to you for tickets. We'll tell them how to do that and where the online information is in just a few minutes. But Renee, let's get to a piece of music. This first one, tell us about what's happening
here. Yes, this is the, we'll begin with a drinking song, Libiamo, and you'll hear Maria Callas and Alfredo Kraus singing Libiamo from Verdi's La Traviata.
Bellezza infiora e la fuggevol ora s'inebriamo lutta Libian et alci premiti che suscita l'amore, e poiché quell'occhio al cuore onnipotente va. Libiamo, amore, amor, fra i calici più caldi baci avrà.
Music and we're all in the mood. Bob, let's get a little detail on what's happening Friday night and Sunday. How can people get tickets? Where do they go?
People can get tickets by calling the Opera Providence office at 331-6060. You can get more information about the concert by visiting the website at www.operaprovidence.org or visit us on Facebook. Ticket prices are $40 per person, one price for the evening or for the afternoon concert.
And that gets their beverage and their little desserts.
And dessert and a great series of voices.
And while they're there, can they get an 8x10 glossy of Renee and have them sign it, or is that not available?
Well, that would be an extra charge.
Actually. Okay, extra charge for that. Renee, will you actually be involved in the performance on that?
Actually, what I do for several of these concerts is I put them together.
Mm-hmm.
I hire the singers, the pianist. I make all of the musical arrangements. And so if someone isn't happy with the program, they can blame it on me.
Right.
He also gives a nice lead-in to each of the selections so that people know the context of where that music is coming from.
So you're in essence, act as the MC for the
afternoon. I am the MC,
okay.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Well, that's a good thing. MCs are good. Let's keep MCs going. And getting back to the music, we have a rather long set of selections you want to play next. So let's get those in before we take our first commercial break.
All right. So we're going to be listening to the portion in Act One of Violetta and Alfredo singing off stage. It begins with Estrano, then A Forse Lui Che L'Anima, and ending with the big aria Sempre Libera, here again sung by Maria Callas and Alfredo Kraus.
Before we leave that, if you don't mind, I thought you told an interesting story about Maria Callas, because I don't know a whole lot about her. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even sure she had passed away, but she has.
She has,
and
yes.
You told me this recording was done in 1958, and you told me an interesting thing about an auction of her valuables.
Yes, her valuables were auctioned off, and then several of our devoted fans got the idea to create a...
kind of a museum?
A museum. And everyone that had purchased her memorabilia returned the memorabilia, and now we have a beautiful museum in her apartment in Paris.
Wow, that's great. All right, well, we will listen to these selections, then take a short break, and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we are listening to the events that are going to take place with Opera Providence, and Bob and Renee are telling us all about that. Bob, we've been talking about a concert this Friday night and Sunday coming at Blythewald, but there's a second concert for Valentine's Day, right?
Definitely. You know, what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day with your spouse or with your loved one than to come out and listen to some beautiful music on February 14th, which is a Friday evening at 7 p.m., or Sunday, February 16th at 3 p.m. at Blythewall Mansion and Gardens in Bristol. Again, you know, you put the atmosphere, the elegance of the mansion, along with the beautiful music and the beautiful desserts that we would have available. And it's a great way to celebrate that holiday.
Excellent. Now, the first segment, we listened to Opera Lovers Favorites, as that show is going to be called this coming weekend. But on Valentine's Day, we go to the Love Set.
Absolutely. We'll start with Leontine Price singing Quil Bel Sogno di Doretta, and that'll be followed by the very sexy Habanera from Carmen.
All right, well, we're going to take them one at a time, I think, so we'll just go to this first one. After listening to that one, you have me intrigued now, because you said this one is the very sexy one.
Absolutely, and especially the way Leontine Price sings it. It's quite charged with love.
Charged with love.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Parlo bien l'autre sœur. vite, vite, tu crois aller vite, il te tient.
Again, great love music that will be performed on Valentine's Night, February 14th, 7 o'clock at Blythewald Mansion and Gardens, and then again Sunday afternoon on February 16th at 3 o'clock. And while we were listening to that, it occurred to me that, you know, we have all this great talent. We talked about Fred Scheff earlier, who's going to be on one of the programs. And I wonder, we know of people like Fred, but there's hundreds, if not thousands, of singers out there wanting to get a piece of the action. And how does all that happen? How do you find them?
Well, there is the audition process that Opera Providence goes through. And actually, we just had 2 days of auditions this past weekend, and we heard, I think, about 50 singers. The last portion of Sunday's auditions, it was just like fireworks, one great soprano after another. Hmm. And it makes it very difficult when you have that kind of talent and that show of really amazing singing, vocalism, to choose.
Right.
We have some very talented singers in Rhode Island. And we also have, we had people come from, I had one baritone come from Minnesota. He was
trying
making
to get away from the
tour.
Weather. Probably.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Should go to Florida. He was making a tour, auditioning, and he stopped and auditioned for us. And then we had people from Connecticut and Boston and
Jamaica Plain,
and New even Jersey. New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So, Bob, when these people come in for this, where does this take place? Where do the auditions take place?
The auditions usually take place at Central Congregational Church on Angel Street in Providence.
In Providence.
And we have an accompanist that is there to provide the piano background for them, and they come in and they do various selections that we post along with the audition posting. So we would like to hear excerpts from.
Tell them what to prepare.
They would prepare that music. And it goes with what we see down the line is future productions for Opera Providence.
Excellent. All right. And that's posted on your website, or how do people find it?
We post it on the website. We also use the various media, particularly in the Boston area, which seems to get a lot of play with people, young talent that are looking for
pieces. Young talent coming out of the universities. Renee, you're a little in touch with that, right?
Yes, both at Rhode Island College and University of Rhode Island. We have many of our students actually have begun to participate in various capacities in the chorus and in compromario roles, the smaller roles. So we are making a point to try to give opportunities to Rhode Islanders and also singers in New England.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, let's get in one more piece of music before we take the next break, and this will be what?
This will be the flower song from Carmen, sung by Nicolai Gaeda, and it's a beautiful rendition. It's one of his excellent roles that he sings.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're talking with Opera Providence about a concert series coming up this weekend at Blythewald Mansion and Gardens, which is going to be Friday, January 24th at 7 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, the 26th at 3 o'clock. No excuses, no football game going on, so there's all the reason to be there. I mean, most opera lovers are football players, so I would think.
Absolutely.
No? Yeah, well, maybe. But then a second concert that we've been discussing, which is going to be on Valentine's night, February 14th at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon, February 16th at 3 o'clock. Both of those concerts will be at Blythewald Mansion and Gardens, and that comes with a little beverage of wine and some dessert and great deal. And we'll find out how to get those kind of tickets and things in the next segment. But right now, we're moving on to March. And Renee, March 13th is a Thursday night, and you're going to be at a place you've been a few times before.
March 13th is the Art Club.
The Art Club, right.
Yes.
And did I say Friday night? No, it's Thursday night.
Thursday evening. Yes. A very fine tenor, Michael DiMucci, will be performing. Neapolitan favorites and more. So it should be a really fun evening. Michael loves to tell stories about his crazy childhood and entertain. He's a wonderful performer.
So now the Providence Art Club, Bob, has been a good home for you. How long have you been associated with them?
We started performing there this year. We've held two dinner concerts there. So the venue has changed, and singing with the great masters of art visual art in,
right,
in Rhode Island, and to bring to that the great masters of the vocals. And it's a dinner concert, so the cost is $55 per person, which includes dinner and the concert.
So dinner and a concert
and
for what
most
concerts cost at PPAC. So see, you're such a bargain.
It's amazing how we can do this.
You give them dinner as well. So that's and it's a beautiful building, the Providence Art Club, right in downtown Providence.
11 Thomas Street.
Right on the hill there, just as you go up from the river. Renee, let's get back to the music and talk about this, the three tenors. And these are the, these are the three tenors that are internationally known.
Correct. We're going to be hearing Luciano Pavarotti and singing Una furtiva lagrima from L'Elisir d'Amore of Donizetti.
It's amazing, because I was going to say that, but I let you say it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Diego. Si può morire, si può morire.
Once again, it's been a great show with Opera Providence, listening to some beautiful music. And Bob, one of the things we talked about at the top of the program was that Opera Providence never stops anymore, it seems. You just like keep going, you know, year-round type of things. We've got the concerts this coming weekend, and then the concerts in March, and then you have some things coming up this summer. And if people want to keep this kind of music flowing, they can help out, can't they?
Definitely. I'm sure the listening audience is wondering, how can we put on these concerts, which has great names and great selections, for $40 a person or $55 a person with a meal? And quite honestly, we can't. We are doing that so that people can get exposure to the music, can come and listen to the masters in a beautiful mm-hmm. setting. One of the ways that you can help is through our annual appeal, which is currently going on, and people can get more information on that by looking at our website, www.operaprovidence.org. Also, if you'd like to become a member of the board or show any interest in being part of our organization, we are open to people coming on board that way and helping to keep the music alive.
And the phone number is 401-331-6060, or easy to remember as 331-6060. And they can get to you by dialing that phone number, right, Bob?
Definitely. 24 hours a day.
All right. So operators are standing by. Okay. Renee, we have one more piece of music we have time for. But before we get to that, I want to thank both of you for coming in. It's always a pleasure to see both of you.
Likewise.
Thanks for being here. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. And this last piece is what?
We will be hearing A Mes Ami, sung by Luciano Pavarotti. This is the aria with the seven high seas in it. Hmm. It called him the King of the High Seas.
King of the High Seas. I love that title. All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Marchez sous votre drapeau,
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.